Welcome to the I Hate Metal Show. My name is Mark Sevens. Hey, apparently a few of you heard our first episode. We'd like to thank you, I guess. That'd be a nice thing to do.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
We would like you to know that we have an email that you can contact us at ihatemetal@gmail.com. Send us nude pictures of your girlfriends, nude pictures of yourself. Hey, man, you never fucking know.
I'll send you a nude picture of me if you want.
Don't do it.
And with that, I'll introduce my co-host, my co-panelist. Can't see that yet.
covering up your notes.
Directly in front of me, Davey Dangerously.
How you doing, folks?
To my left, Vinny Volts.
Feliz Navidad.
Do, 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 do.
Feliz Navidad.
Do, do, do,
I don't have that fucking song in my head for the rest of the year.
Yeah, well, I heard they did a remake of that where it goes, police took my card.
Well,
we're on the west side. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
So let's start quickly with what have we been up to lately? Davey Dangerously, what's in the news with you?
Holy shit, I tried to do a space monkey the other night with my fucking fiance and I failed. I failed at
you
a space monkey.
You failed at a space monkey? I've never tried it. I mean,
apparently what you do is you kind of choke yourself out like an idiot.
A free high, yeah.
It's a free high, you know, cut the circulation off. I couldn't do it.
Dude, you know what?
I totally didn't think that was what a space monkey
you
was.
You know what? You know what you and Lucy are going to become? The people who went into the Love Doctor to buy whippets. That's a little inside joke.
The Love Doctor is this little porn joint that all of us worked at one point.
We will never be those two. Those fucking 20-year-old people who look like 80-year-old men and
with like blue lips and
blue
shit.
Lips, gnarly, funky-looking teeth, and they got worse every time they came back.
But Davey Dangerously, that's not what I was getting at. There's something pretty important going on right now. It's your birthday.
Oh, shit.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Dave. Happy birthday, Dave.
I know by the time I put this up, it probably won't be your birthday anymore, so it's not relevant, but who cares?
Look at that. What is it? Quarter century old.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
I've been there, done that, bitch.
What, you're 26?
Yep.
That's right.
Been there, done it. What?
That's cool. That's impressive. 26, you made it. Did you rent a car yet?
Did I rent a car yet? No.
You can rent a car.
Yeah, no. If I had money, I could rent a car. But if I had money, I wouldn't rent the car with the money. I'd be doing something else with the fucking money.
Like? Buying whippets at the Love Doctor?
Hey, man, I'm running I'm going to get some of that jungle juice.
Yeah, oh jungle juice, God. There you go.
Those Rush.
I remember all that shit. What were they called, like poppers or something?
Yeah,
like
they keep
poppers.
Them in the fridge now because they exploded at one point. Like the whole counter just went boom.
No one knew until you walk in. Tom Brown was stoned out of his mind.
He's like, I don't know, but I likes my cats.
Anything else going on interesting?
Actually, I have some stuff written down that also I must make a not-so-metal moment in my life. I'm going to tell you guys anyway for the sake of radio and for the sake of all you lovely listeners out there.
Lay it on us.
I tried some high heels on the other night. Yeah.
I don't know. That's,
you know what?
That's actually
holy
pretty...
balls, I give girls credit who can wear that shit all goddamn day. I couldn't even walk.
Okay, that's where you lost me on the whole like metal thing. Like, it was metal that you wore high heels because you're like fucking bucking society's trend. But then you just went gay, like, oh, the ladies, they got it so tough. No, no, you don't.
You can say they got it so tough, it's just hard wearing that fucking shoe.
No, it's not.
You ever tried them?
Of course I've tried them. You know all those fucking, like, 6-inch and 10-inch heels that we had at the Love Doctor? There's a reason they were all stretched out. They didn't come in size 14, but I improvised. I just, like, taped one of those Falcon dongs on there to help me fucking stay afloat. Well, sorry, man. I wanted to try things out. You were still stuck in your whole, like, I'm hetero and I don't do things like that. And I was like, I need to explore my options and my horizons. I need to learn. I need to laugh. I need to have fun. Most of all, what I need is you not to be in my face. Nobody got that joke. It's a...
Oh, I know. I remember you got the drug.
Yo, man, what you mean? Oh, what you need? I tell you what I need. I need to laugh. I need to have fun. And I need 6 bags of rock. I hate that they cut that out.
Okay, Vinny Volts, what has your week been like since we've last recorded?
It has been sugar cookie, because this sugar cookie is amazing. I haven't really done anything except for fucking go to work. I've been I've been working extra shifts and opening the store up. That's about it. I mean, and eating these sugar cookies. Yeah, that's it. Music-wise, I haven't fucking listened to any music. I don't believe in it anymore. I've given up on music entirely.
It's dead.
It's dead to me. I don't even think music exists. I think that word is a foreign word used by terrorists. I don't buy it anymore.
Music, boom.
That's how it works. I don't think it works exactly like that, Dave. You racist, but okay.
What have I been doing? Thanks for asking.
Nobody cares what you've been doing.
I think you do. I've been playing constantly, other than working. I've been playing the newest game. That too. DC Universe Online. The game's fucking amazing. If you're a comic book nerd like I am, you'll absolutely love it. It is fucking great. I made a really cool-looking guy. It looks like he's fucking in a heavy metal band. It looks like he's a fucking on a Man of War cover. Pretty fucking sweet.
What's the name?
The guy's name?
Yeah.
Painted Savage.
What is that in reference to, out of curiosity?
Well, gee, one of my favorite bands, Slough has a lyric in one of their songs where they mention the name of Painted Savage.
The nasty hero.
I'm a fucking geek. The game's amazing. Everybody should buy it and play with me.
I already play with you, just not in that game. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's between us.
And all the people in Romania.
You ever tried Warhammer?
No.
It sounds like a really shitty metal band.
Or a really awesome metal band.
No.
You don't buy that CD? You don't buy Warhammer's album?
No. I mean, they sound like a Manowar and Hammerfall cover band, tribute band.
Man of Hammer?
Yeah. They're Man of Hammer, and they're like, that doesn't... Man Hammer.
Rammer?
It goes back to the Falcon. Like, yeah. Well, none of this has really anything to do with music, does it?
All right, well, I was just about to jump right into the music stuff right now.
Okay.
So...
Wow me.
I was thinking, you know, pretty much just ended a year. I wondered what the top-selling bands of last year look like. I wanted to get your guys' input. I kind of looked at it a little bit. These are the top-selling hard rock albums and metal albums of 2010.
Judas Priest among it?
Nope. No.
I don't give a fuck.
All right, 10. Jimi Hendrix, Valleys of Neptune, which I'm assuming is probably a best of.
Yeah, no, it's actually like a release of like recorded stuff that never actually got
released. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Stuff like that. I mean, I think there is like a best of in there, but
I'm not sure.
Box set kind
of thing? Yeah, because I heard of it. But
people do that type of stuff all the time where there's like a bunch of random bootlegs and stuff loading around.
Yeah.
And eventually some people just compile all that stuff, B-sides, crap nobody's ever heard of.
The lost tracks of Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah,
taking a fucking shit, trying to figure something out at the same time.
My butt is spread across a mile long. I'm taking dipsy tongues. What? That was really originally what Gypsy Eyes was all about, taking a shit. Just telling everybody.
When your eyes bug out. Of course, that load.
I got them gypsy eyes.
When your eyes bug out and then you scream and shout, you got the gypsy dumps. Number 9.
No offense, Romania.
Number 9. Them Crooked Vultures, which is, I guess it's like a super group, kind of. It has
Them Crooked Vultures.
It has Dave Grohl singing and playing guitar.
Fag.
John Paul Jones, bass player of... Led Zeppelin, some other guys. I
have Dave Grohl written on it with the name.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard a couple of songs. They're decent. I haven't looked into it that much. I mean, everything from here on the list goes completely south.
that was a good build up there.
Yeah.
Number 8, Shinedown, The Sound of Madness is there. Number 8, top 8 selling album of 2010.
You know what that band reminds me of? The song The Glow.
The Glow.
Shine on.
They're the band that there's a song. Staring down the barrel of a 45. Have you ever listened to the radio for like 20 seconds, you hear one of their songs?
Well, can't
Horse shit. I mean, they just sound like literally every other band right now that's popular. Number 7, Breaking Benjamin. Same can be said about them.
But you know what can't be said about them? They didn't take their title from the movie All About the Benjamins.
That's true.
Starring everybody's favorite, Ice Cube.
I think this band, Breaking Benjamin, is the band that has a song called Diary of Jane. And every time I hear, like, every time I, like, listen to the radio for a second, it sounds like he's saying diarrhea chain.
So he saw the movie The Human Centipede.
I was just going to say, have you seen the movie Human Centipede?
Diarrhea, that's exactly what they're talking about. Diarrhea chain. I've completely missed the movie, man. I had to go back and I had to take another look at him. No, I haven't seen The Human Centipede.
That is a recommended watch. Metal movie.
So I was
going to
say,
right,
it's a pretty metal movie.
It's pretty metal. They fucking shit in this person's mouth. It's great.
Sorry, guys.
It's all crying. And
next,
number six is Disturbed, the album Asylum.
I was
going to
ask if they're on there.
I mean, what can be said about them that hasn't already been said?
They made another album?
Yeah, I think they probably make an album every year.
When you write the same songs over and over and over and make funny noises.
Can we do that?
You can.
We could.
I mean, then we don't really have to work hard at practice or anything. I mean, technically today we didn't, but
And then you don't even have to finish writing lyrics because half the guy's lyrics are ring a ding dong digga.
Oh man, I'm in. Sold.
He's talking to the zoo.
Use a Jew's harp.
I've always hated that. Like fucking Korn does that too. Let's not write any lyrics.
But it's primal, man. That's why I feel it, because it's so primal. It speaks to my inner primal instinct. Motherfucker, you've grown up in a city. The most primal thing you've ever seen was Primus. All right.
Number five.
Or played the game Primal Rage.
Remember that was pretty fucking primal. Rampage was better, I think.
Rampage is a better game.
This one smashed.
Rampage 64 was. I played that so much.
I was fucking. Oh, I wish they'd just put that on the new consoles. That'd be a fun reissue because they reissued the Mega Man. Why they're not gonna fucking the Mega Man?
I bet you.
I'm playing with the Mega Man.
What they did with the Mega Man is they made a sequel in the style of the old games.
Yeah.
Which is way cool. Number five is Nightmare by Avenged Sevenfold.
I fucking hate that band.
And those guys had like their moment in the sun with that one song, Backcountry, which is a catchy song. But that guy is he's a horrible singer. If you hear anything other
what
than
song
that
is
song,
this
it's the album Nightmare. I haven't
what
listened
song
to that
are you
one.
Talking
oh,
that they had
a song called Backcountry.
How's it go?
And those guys.
I can't do it.
Those guys are good guitarists. That guy is just a fucking. I listen to like.
I don't like the name, so I'm not gonna listen.
I listen to some of their other songs, and I can't understand why they had like passed like they passed on his vocals. Like, yeah, that's okay. Like to me, it'd be like, okay, just can you try that maybe two or three more times? It was pretty horrible.
I gotta disagree with you on that one because I've heard our last two albums. And you let me get away with fucking murder.
Is Avenged Sevenfold kind of along the lines of Hatebreed?
No, they're kind of a modern hipster resurrection of hair metal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because everybody in the band except for the singer has like Nikki Sixx haircuts.
I don't know if they do still or not, but when they were first getting popular, they were. They originally started as like an actual hardcore, like, gothy type hardcore band, but then they went to like a 80s, you know, kind of knockoff.
Did they go to like an 80s prom thing and were like, this is what we gotta do?
This is number four is puzzles the shit out of me. Godsmack with the album
They're Still
the
Around.
Oracle. Like, what the fuck?
Speaking of recycled songs over and over and over.
Well, recycled riffs, shit. They just roll on the E, or well, they're probably drop D.
That was so fun when I learned how to play that song.
Just hit this. One thing I don't like, and I'm trying to think, there's a band that was popular around among people I know, but I never liked them. I want to say
Kiss.
Not Kiss. No. Like,
I love Kiss.
It was kind of like one of those, why can't I remember now? Kind of like early 90s new metal bands.
Limp Bizkit?
Not Limp Bizkit. I can't remember
41.
Now. It's going to bother me.
Blink-182.
What's that band that has like the white Buffalo album?
Oh, Deftones.
Yeah, bands like the Deftones and shit where it's...
they're, I like the Deftones for a while.
But their riffs aren't actually riffs. They're just playing around. They're just, all those songs are just playing along to the beat of the drums.
Yeah.
So they're like, it's just, they're just doing that because that's what the drums are doing. There's no actual riff separate from the beat of the music. That shit just bothers me for some reason. And Godsmack are absolutely horrible at that.
They don't care, though. They do it. They got so much money.
It fucking sells. I don't blame them. I'd keep on doing it, too, if I happened on that. But
see, that's why most that's why all these people are on fucking drugs, man. They just can't take playing the same recycled shit over and over and over.
Matter they have a bunch of money, so they're like, well, fuck it, I'm gonna buy some drugs with all this money.
Probably part of it too.
But did you hear him when they did the Judas Priest tribute and Godsmack did Electric Eye?
No,
and
I didn't.
And Hellbent for Leather.
Oof. Not good.
That was tough.
I heard their cover of what's that song called? That
Only the Good Die Young.
No, they did the cover of that Zeppelin.
Werewolves in London.
That Zeppelin song. Shit. It was Cashmere? So horrible, though. No, it was not Cashmere. Whatever. I don't want to go through the cycle again of me not knowing what it's fucking called.
What's the next guy on the list?
AC/DC, the Iron Man 2 soundtrack.
What? Last time we were talking about bands that you can't stand listening to, even though other people love them. AC/DC is one of them.
Yeah.
I can't listen to them anymore.
I was never that into them. I like a couple of their songs.
I can listen to early AC/DC easy.
All this shit's
the same too. Yeah, I'm not. I didn't say that it wasn't. I just like it better.
Yeah,
because it just sounds meaner or drunker, I guess.
Yeah, they're at a certain point, and especially in the '80s, got this glossy type of sound, and they've kept it since then.
Yeah, I don't like Back in Black. I just don't like that fucking album at all.
I like one song on there. Probably the Drink on Me.
Probably the most popular like rock album like in the history of the world.
Man, I fucking hate it, man. I can't stand it.
It's knocking me out with those American guys. It was half of me eating chicken wings. I never see. Where's my ketchup and wings?
He fucking sounds like a gremlin.
That's what he fucking does.
You give me all my gizmo. Where's the mug watching you?
Oh man, don't
quit my day job.
Don't get Brian Johnson wet. Turn into one of those things.
Remember that cartoon with Axl Rose working at that?
Yeah,
the fake McDonald's, the McDougals.
Welcome to McDougals. We got fries and shakes. We got everything you want.
No, I don't remember the rest of it.
Okay, we'll move on. Another one that's kind of puzzling.
Hmm.
I guess I'm just not the popular state of music right now is just way over my head. Number two is A Thousand Suns by Linkin Park.
Hey, they're still around.
Crawling in my skin.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
These words I cannot heal.
I'm so surprised. Right. What's wrong with, like, I'll let you get to your point after this. the pop music, like, and like hip hop and shit like that, popular bands cycle off super fucking quick. But for some reason in rock, they just linger on for fucking ever. Like Linkin Park, like, who gives a fuck about them anymore?
It's like the hottest, wettest fart you ever did in a van. And you can't, and it's cold out, so you just don't open the windows.
It's like,
and so it just stays there.
And you're fucking still smelling that thing 30 years later. It's really what fucking Linkin Park and Godsmack is. It's just so fucking confusing to me.
It's the dancey crossover hip-hop rock crap that kind of hit.
I thought kids would get over
started
that.
Full swing.
Like, you know?
I gotta explain it.
Linkin Park are to blame.
Now, you haven't been to a strip club in a long time. Have you ever been?
I've never been to a strip club. No.
You haven't been in a while, but this is why those songs stick around, because they still play them at strip clubs.
That's the only rock music they get away with anymore, except for like old.
Yeah, or Kid Rock.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
I fucking hate Kid Rock.
I like the guy. I don't like his music.
Yeah, he's kind of a goofball. I like that about him.
Yeah.
He sings that Sweet Home Alabama song all the time. God. Every time I see him on TV, he's always singing that fucking song.
Huh?
And a little kid of his died too, or whatever. The little
really
Josie or whatever.
Oh, his yeah, midget. I thought you meant like his kid.
Yeah, like his child.
Midgets die. Happens.
Yeah, midgets die. That way you get new midgets.
Yeah,
because you
one
plant
goes, two replaces.
you plant them in the midget field, and then you pick up that Cabbage Patch baby, and there you're done.
If
Mattel toys have taught me anything, it's how to dispose of a midget body in order to get two more midgets.
Just think, you probably didn't have to spend too much money on a hearse. Just put them on the back of your bicycle. Where it's like right in front.
Fuck that. Just roll them in a newspaper.
All right. Roll them up in the Sunday comics.
Yeah, for all you midget fans out there, sorry about that. I guess you're going to have to punch me in the kneecaps or something. I don't know.
And with that, we go to number one with Dark Horse by Nickelback, which is not that surprising to me. Those
fucking
guys.
Nickelback.
Yeah. Those guys aren't fucking going anywhere, well, despite what anybody thinks.
Well, you know, Father is not a name he hasn't earned yet, okay?
Oh, yeah.
He's just a child with a temper. Yeah. Don't you know, hey, Dave, don't you know you never hit a lady? I don't know the other lyric to that song.
You seen the video of they're like Japan or in Japan or something like that?
No, they're in Brazil.
Yeah. They're getting shit thrown at them, like bottles and shoes.
Yeah,
and
he's just like, any Nickelback fans out there?
It's crazy.
You sure about that? And a rock flies out and hits him in the face. He's like, all right, fuck you. Good night.
It's crazy. People in South America still like actual metal.
It's yeah. Because
well, I don't
awesome.
Know about that. They love Bruce Dickinson out there.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I mean, I respect that more,
say,
though, than Nickelback.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that.
Look at the top 10 rock albums in like Europe. That's all going to be like actual moderately more metal.
Yeah, but those albums don't really sell, though. You know, what's more popular in Europe is like really bad techno music. I mean, sure, they're at the top, but they're not really making any money. I mean, they're making more like underground metal is making more over there than it does here.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it doesn't really sell that much over there
fucking
either.
ABBA cover bands and shit like that over there.
Fucking Rammstein ripoffs left and right, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, exactly. So that's what the top 10 looks like.
Well, there's also like major like horror pop psychobilly stuff that goes on.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Mad Sin and Crimson Ghost shit like that.
Mm.
It's fucking huge over there. Hell, our own states, fucking the Reckless Ones, they're pretty big out there.
But yeah, but also like I said before, and that is true, but like. It's still like an underground thing. There's,
yeah.
Europe is way better if you for having an underground following. Whereas like now, there's not really an underground anymore.
Yeah,
you know,
well, yeah, because over there, Impaler too is pretty big.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
as an Impaler from here.
Yeah,
is big over in Europe.
Yeah, they do well over in Europe.
I didn't know they even got across the fucking.
Yeah,
pond.
They've toured.
They've toured pretty much everywhere.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, they
all on their own.
Dude, they've been around for like 30 years.
Oh, I know.
Better to do. What are you going to do for 30 fucking years? Hand jobs? I mean, shit. Oh, that reminds me. I sent my buddy Graham to pick me up a Chipotle, and I wrote down the list of everything I wanted on my Chipotle. And at the very bottom, I wrote hand job. He didn't read it until he got up to the counter. He's like, yeah, I want some corn. I want some salsa, verde. Sour cream, cheese, and like anything else. Yeah, I'd like a. No, that'll do it. He came back to work. He's like, "You asshole!" I've been pulling pranks like that left and right. It's fun. I recommend everybody in Romania try that. Nobody in South Korea, though. You will be deported to North Korea and be murdered.
You know what happens there?
I
don't know what happens there. No one knows what happens there
in North Korea.
North Korea.
Well, they build a one Domino's pizza.
On here, it also says Chad Kroeger has also just got his own custom-built Blackwater Les Paul guitar.
Wow, Chad Kroeger. Fucking A. Who the
fuck
is
that?
Chad Kroeger?
That's the guy from Nickelback. I forgot to mention that part of it.
I don't know the names of the people. They don't have names. Their names are Mr. Nickelback.
What do you think of these guys getting signature instruments?
I think they should all be hunted and destroyed.
The instruments or them?
Both.
I don't know, man. The hunt of the instrument would be pretty easy because, you know, it doesn't have legs. It's not going to run away.
I actually took a look at his guitar. It looks pretty cool.
You want to get it?
But no, fuck. I don't.
See,
you know, people that we know, and I will mention Eric, these guys buy, like, people's signature instruments. I think that's so lame. Like, I want a guitar that has Slash's name on it, you know? To me, for some reason, that's lame to me.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of those guitars are cool, but it's like, I don't want, you know, Chad, like, his Blackwater Les Paul.
His name's really Chad.
Sweet, but I don't want Chad Kroeger written on the fucking headstock of my guitar.
Yeah,
you get
beat up.
Not
his
only that, it's
name
like,
is Chad.
It's like, music is like, to be like an individual thing, you know, why play other people's, you know, instruments, but whatever, that's me.
Well, it's sort of like painting with somebody else's tools. It's just, there's no... It's nice to have, like, look at it like this. Like, this is Leonardo's fucking canvas. You know, Leonardo da Vinci's fucking canvas. You're never going to paint on it. You're never going to use it. You just have it there to show off. That's, I can understand that aspect, but using it yourself just doesn't
I play with signature drumsticks.
Whose?
I don't fucking know. I just like the way they feel. They're a great weight. Perfect weight, perfect size.
Fucking sellout.
That's just it, man. I don't pay attention to all those names and bands and all that shit. If I like it,
I just found out this dude's name is fucking Chad. I mean, goddamn. Like, I mean, that makes so much sense now. I wondered.
Common thing I come across.
You mean to tell me Daughtry's not on that list?
No, Daughtry's not.
Yeah, fuck that. I don't remember.
A guy, he was like a top 10 finalist on American Idol, and then he was in a shitty fake rock band like Nickelback.
Yeah, I thought at first it was Nickelback when I heard it on the radio. I was like, man, they're getting weirder. They're getting like way gay. Like, I didn't know. It's like.
To name my kid
Wiggy
Wiggy Thames.
It'll be an awesome shredder.
So what do you guys think this
to
top 10
terrible name?
What do you guys think this top 10 says about the state of music, our metal music?
Well, I'm gonna channel Dave.
Lucky it's gonna be 2012 soon, so the Armageddon will be at hand. You don't have to listen to shit any longer.
If only.
then we'll all die. At least I'll die, and I'll go to metal
be saved.
Heaven.
Hey, man.
I'll be saved and seated at the right hand of the Father.
Bullshit, because according to the, because of the Carnivore album, Carnivore, they talk about the nuclear war where we all become subhumans and we have to fight our way back. They're talking about the fight for metal, dude. You guys never heard Carnivore? Well, I know you
guys. Of course I've heard Carnivore.
Yeah, God, they are fucking horrible.
Really? They're funny.
They're bad and they're a good band, but they're like...
They're like war. To me, I think they're kind of
they're a little bit like Guar sound wise, but they're like a really unpolished, like
typo negative,
like
which is who they were.
Like they're a really unpolished thrash band, which is kind of fun, you know.
No, understand me. I own those albums. I have a shirt. I like them, but at the same time, I know what sounds good and what sounds bad, and they sounded like shit. They sounded like shit, and I'm sorry, I like the sound of the shit. But still, that's what their album, their fucking World War III and IV.
You gotta love the raw sound. I mean, that's a really...
Yeah.
That's a really important part of metal music, and that's why that top 10 is, you know, a bunch of bullshit bands.
Yeah,
that,
it sounds like
all sounds
top 10
perfect, I bet, too. I bet you all those recordings are fucking... Balls to the wall, phenomenal sounding, like.
Oh well, yeah, but
she pulls down my head. I love.
But there's a such thing as overproduction. I think you know, you just kind of kill the energy of something when you have put so much layers on something.
I'm so glad that our band does not
draw
suffer
back all
from
the
that.
Yeah.
Basement recordings rule.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far.
I don't know. There's some pretty good ones. Well, not black metal basement recordings where you record your band from like two houses away.
Yeah, that's
just...
With
a microphone up to the wall so you just hear...
Yeah, but then you get higher... Then you get higher...
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but... Are you done?
That's it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a black metal album from the mid-80s.
Right? Yeah, that's black metal, period. I mean, it's just if you have higher better recording of it, all you're going to have is like a symphony behind it. That's it. Otherwise, it sounds like that.
Yeah. I found that running through my faggy fairy forest one day.
hey, that's a callback. I like it.
Bring it back to the first episode.
Fucking faggot fairy forest.
Can you guys believe that we've already killed a half hour? Let's take a quick break. We'll regroup and come back. Shit. We'll take a shit. Oh. We'll have some cookies.
Leave them with the song.
Smoke some cigarettes. We'll play a song.
Let's play them some grindcore.
We'll be right back. Bye.
There are no typical murderers. Some plan their crimes meticulously, while others kill on impulse.
Hey, what's going on here?
Hey, oh my fucking God.
Holy shit, it's Danzig.
Wow.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing good.
Hello, it's the sun.
I mean, Vinny Volz, which, I mean, he's already shitting, but he would shit if he knew Danzig was here in the studio.
Shit way more.
Hey, is that fucking fag with the two eyebrows the size of two Cadillacs?
I mean, I'd say they're the size of, you know, limousines, but...
That's being gracious. I like your style, kid.
So, Evil Elvis, how do you like that name?
Evil Elvis, are you talking about them regenerated kids? I can't stand them. Sorry, guys. I had a little bit of meth before I got here.
So why are you here?
Yeah.
I heard your broadcast when I was out in Romania.
You listened to our show? That's amazing.
It was actually in passing. I wasn't looking to listen. You know me.
In passing.
I don't actually listen to shit that's about other shit. Because I don't really fucking care, you
so
know?
So you're saying you only listen to your own albums?
Pretty much. I mean, come on. You heard them. You can't put them down. You just can't.
I have to admit, I do enjoy some of your work. But
yeah, see, you're wearing one of my
shirts and everything.
Oh, man, did you get that at a concert?
Well, this is a dilemma because, you know, it wouldn't be that, the I Hate Metal show if we weren't truthful, especially to our guests, our esteemed guest Danzig here.
Wait a minute, you guys hates metal. Huh?
You must have missed the part of the last episode where Dave called you a pussy. Well, pretty much called you a pussy. He didn't outright say it in those words. I'm paraphrasing,
he
admittedly.
I must say, I did see you get knocked out. It's all over the net.
Well, you know something, Davey Dangerously, this is an interesting thing. But I'm pretty sure, just looking at you, that you got knocked out every day of your life. In fact, I'm pretty sure as you were walking in the door, somebody fucking punched your lights out. Because your face, it's looking a little lopsided. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you're saying here.
Hey, you got to defend
him. I like this fucking kid over here, yeah.
He's just doing that. He secretly hates you, too. He didn't. If you notice and go back on our show, you'll notice that he did not actually defend you.
I'm not going to fucking go back on that show. Come on, guys. I ain't going to do this.
Where's the tape? Hold on. I'll find it somewhere around here.
Okay, wait. That's not a tape. That's my workout regimen. give me that back.
Workout regimen?
Give me the fucking back, kid.
What do you work out to?
Abba, are you fucking with me? Come on. Did you ever see that poster with me wearing that fucking Def Comedy Jam shirt?
No, I can't say I have not.
I work out to basically what Russell Simmons does.
Danzig, did you ever do Def Comedy Jam? Did you ever do a session yourself?
You know, I tried to do the Def Comedy Jam, but they was like, you're too white for this shit. Popped them with a few water balloons, and it was all a good time.
Water balloons?
Water balloons.
Why water balloons?
Why not, kid? I mean, come on. This is why you keep getting your ass kicked every day. No water balloons in your life.
I can't. You got me there. I have not used a water balloon in a very long time. How'd that turn out for you?
I told you how it turned out. Why don't you fucking pay attention?
I was paying attention.
Get the
blood
that's crusted up in your ears from being beaten every day of your life.
You gotta listen. You gotta. I'm wondering, is that why I didn't, after the water balloon incident, why didn't they just say, you know what, you're good, do it?
Well,
intimidation, right?
Well, I don't like to intimidate people. That's the last line that I go to. A lot of y'all folks out there that watch that shit where I got punched out. Well, basically, I got to tell you, it wasn't out of intimidation. What happened was I was trying to get to my pastrami sandwich. Now, everybody knows that Danzig needs his pastrami sandwiches before he goes on.
I didn't know that.
You don't know that? And
no,
you're wearing
I did not
a shirt
know
of
that.
Mine? Get the fuck out of here.
I guess I like your music, not yourself. You're the person.
Well, you never met me, son.
Well, I've met you now, and I'm not too fond of you so far.
Oh, don't say that. He's a nice guy.
I'm a nice guy. Come on. I'll share a fucking chicken anzalone with you. Hey, anzalone. That's my real last name.
Anzalone?
Anzalone. Yeah, it's Italian, I think.
I didn't know you were Italian.
Yeah, I'm part German and part Italian. I'm a fucking, what do you call those things there with the... Kraut and Wop. I'm a Kraut Wop.
I think they pulled a few of those out of the Mississippi River a few years ago.
I ain't never really been to the Mississippi River. I hear it's just the river of piss, and I'm not really that interested. It flows by the caboose, which, as you all know, I just refuse to play because it smells like the river that you are so fond of.
Is that? I thought it was because the stage was too small.
No, the stage was too small and smelled too much like your giant river of piss.
Oh, I guess so. I guess I wouldn't want to play in a river of piss.
Danzig, with your affinity for water balloons, have you ever thought of coming out with a Danzig brand of water balloons, like all black with the skull on it?
There you go.
It's interesting that you said that, kid. I like you. Well, basically what happened was I went down to the supermarket to talk to the guy that owns it, his little Hobby Hobby Duba, whatever the fuck his name is. I never write these things down, you know. But anyways, what I had done was I asked him, Listen, I want to make water balloons with my dancing skull on it. What do you think? Would you sell that here? He's like, are you asking for cigarettes? No! No! I want a water balloon! So I fucking chucked a goddamn brick in his fucking terrorist face.
Why didn't you just hit him with water balloons?
I didn't have any. I tore a brick right out the fucking wall. That's a, look at this bicep. Feel that. Feel that. Sure, there's a lot
wow.
of...
Wow. Yeah. That, yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
It's a little thick, yeah, I know. It's
pretty good for a man of your advanced age.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
Well, I mean, you'd have to be like 55 now, something like that. I mean, I know you're not out about your age, but it's well, something
you're getting
like
up
that.
There.
Have you ever seen the movie Coming to America?
Of course.
Who All hasn't?
Right, there's a scene, right, where Eddie Murphy playing the barber is talking to Frankie Sinatra. Now, I am a huge Frankie Sinatra enemy. I hate that fucking guy. So I don't really believe him when he's talking about this guy, right? I'm kind of with the Jewish guy who's like, you ain't never met no Frank Sinatra. But he asked him about Cassius Clay's age. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't Cassius Clay. It was Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier. Sorry about that, folks. And he asks him, and he says, Frankie, just between you and me, I know you're good friends with him. How old is Joe Frazier? And he says, he's 142 years old.
142.
So you're saying you're over 100 years old?
Well, basically, if you're counting from, like, the Jewish calendar, which I don't know if you guys use that, it's good for a lot of spooky rituals that I like to do in my house. But, yeah, I'm a little older than that. Like, remember when creation was? No, I don't think so, because I don't remember seeing you there.
No, I was there. I was pretty, you know, I was scrawling around.
You sure that was you? Because it looks like maybe you was a bush at the time. This fucking kid with the afro over here. Hey, Romania, how you doing out there? Oh, they can't talk back. That's right. This is the podcast, not a radio. They can't call in. That's right. They don't really have phones over there. But they got computers. Go figure.
It's weird how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all fucked up. I mean, they've got, like, albums of, like, Answerem and shit like that. No, let me explain something to you folks. I like the black metal, not the black people.
That's what I hear. You like the black metal? What is one of your favorite black metal bands?
Well, my favorite black metal band is the ones that cover my stuff and pretend that they're my band, but black metal. I mean, I don't tour with these guys because I don't want to look like a fucking asshole over here. But, I feel a sneeze coming on. Oh. Yeah, I like me some Demon Burger, you know, that Cradle of Fries. It sounds like I'm ordering something from Burger King, don't it? This is fucking terrible, just fucking terrible. No, to be honest with you guys, especially you Romanians out there that listen to this show, basically, I'm not really a fan of music. I mean, I'm totally destroying what I said before, but I'm not a fan of music. I don't like any of it, except for mine. But it's not really music. If you really listen to it, it's not music.
What is it?
It's sort of like an enchanted calling for my father.
Have you lost faith in music?
Sort of like people who lose faith in God, because music is God, right? I don't believe
sure,
in God.
Yes.
So there you go. No, there's no way I got faith in music. Come on. It's the music of the soul or whatever that fucking Tito Puente guy said. I don't know.
So what the fuck you doing here then?
Basically, I needed to use your shitter, right? And then I found that fucking Jew kid you got in there, and I fucking popped him good in the face. And that was the end of that. What? But man, he made such a stink in there, I couldn't use it. So I'm basically pissing my pants right here.
Where is he now?
I think he fell through the toilet. I mean, I hit him pretty hard. Have you ever seen The Thing? It's clobbering time. Totally what I done.
All right, Danzig, thanks for stopping by. This was very exciting.
No problem,
so
little bush, but...
Can you sign this for me, please?
I'm not going to sign your titties, kid. Come on.
I'm going to knock you fucking out again. I'm going to knock your ass out. I'm going to put it on the web. Then there will be two videos if you get knocked fuck out.
Son, for every two videos...
Son.
Two videos of me getting knocked out, there's 1,000 instances of you about to get knocked
people
out.
Don't know this about right the, people don't know this about the I Hate Metal show, but whenever a challenge is offered out, it has to be met. You guys are now engaged in a death match. So,
really?
Gentlemen, are you ready?
Hold on a second. Let me just go to my car real quick.
Okay, well, when he's doing this,
all right, you little fuck, let's go.
Well, what the fuck you got there?
Oh my god, he has a shotgun!
That is not the metal way.
What do you mean it ain't the metal way?
That is not the metal way.
I only got one bullet. If I miss, then that's the end of the game, right?
Oh, Dave pulled out a sword! Oh, shit!
Come on, Hughes! Danzig man!
Oh my god, Danzig turned into some kind of incredible Hulk-like creature and made Dave run off. I'm going to have to figure out what's going on here, guys. We'll be right back in a little bit. And now a reading from Davy Dangerously, the song Necromaniac by Exhumed.
The naked and the dead, gore, horse, slashed, opened her torso after plundering her gash. A bone-fucking, pus-grinding necromaniac assaulting the dead with this fucking gore attack. In the name of gore, I violate the deceased. Rest assured that you will never rest in peace. The dust in the mausoleum will never settle from the relentless pounding of gore metal. Necromaniac. Necromaniac. Necromaniac.
Oh my god, everyone, that was insane. As you were hearing, Danzig just popped in the studio and got into a death match with Danzig. The weirdest thing happened, though, is he turned into a crow and just flew away at some point. I guess we'll never know who's the strongest. So I'd like to welcome back my co-host Dave and Vinny Volt. You're in the bathroom the whole time. You missed the whole thing.
You didn't hear that fucking commotion?
What are you talking about? No, seriously, what are you guys talking
Danzig
about?
Danzig was in the studio, brought down a shotgun at one point. Dave pulled out a sword from where I have no idea.
Sweet sword, too.
Let me see your fucking sword. I don't believe this.
I had to toss it. I didn't want to get...
You're talking about a dick again?
Well, what else am I fucking talking about? I didn't go to the bathroom, by the way.
What were you doing for that long?
<He's getting laughs>
I went to your wife's room and jerked off.
Hey, nah.
What? I didn't jerk off on her. I just jerked off in there. She wasn't there.
That's where I do it, so that's fine.
See?
Oh, what the...
Well, look, anything you can do, I can do better. Well, no, not really.
So that...
All right, guys, so that was just an insane ordeal. I'd like to move on to it.
I'm still ruffled from it.
I can imagine.
Man.
Are you just fucking with me? I mean, I don't understand.
No, seriously, listen back to the episode. All when right. It comes out, you'll be fucking amazed. You'll be gripped.
Your head was probably in the toilet at the time.
No.
According to Danzig.
No.
No?
I didn't go to the bathroom.
That's right. You went checking up.
Yeah, I was doing some serious hand to gland combat, man.
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah.
Fucking stole it.
I'm quicker than you. What do you want me to do, man?
What other great ones do you know?
Of jerking off.
Hand to gland combat, slapping the sausage, flogging the log.
Those aren't great. Hand to gland combat is really good.
That
those,
is good.
Those two are pretty shitty.
Spank the Monkeys, classic, but my favorite.
I don't like saying that. I don't like that. It's just too many racist undertones.
All right, so I want to go into a new game that I made for this episode.
Spank
it's called
the
It's Spot the Fake. I'm sure I could come up with a more metal name for it, but I'm not really
Kill the Imposter.
Kill the Imposter. There you go. Dave just did it.
Awesome.
This game is I came up
I kind of got shit now.
I came up with a list. Some band names on there are real, some are fake. I want you guys to decide what is the imposter, and I want you guys to kill them, destroy them.
Awesome.
But if they're fake, then I can't kill them. They don't exist.
I was just trying to say it in a metal way.
Oh.
Yeah, get it now, huh?
Okay. No, not really, but I like this cookie a lot.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to throw a name out
awesome
there.
Cookies.
You guys... just decide whether you think it's real or fake. I'll take it down, and whoever at the end has the most is going to win. All right, so this is it.
You too can play this at home.
Yes, play it at home. First band name on here is Cunt Worm. Real band or fake band?
That is a real band.
Yeah, I'll agree with him on that one.
I hope it's a real band.
It's a real band, and this is a really good cookie.
The next name, Aldramelch.
Fake.
Real.
Fake.
next band is Rectal Death.
Oh, man, that is too awesome to be fake.
I'm saying it's fake. What, you know what? I'll make it easier for you. Whatever Dave says, I say the opposite of.
Now we got to play the game.
Okay.
The next band is Niflheim.
Real, fake. Real, real.
Fake.
Now, are you sure it's not Niflheim?
I have it written Niflheim.
Okay.
Next band is Dark Goat.
Real.
Fake.
Real.
Dark Goat.
I bet it's real.
You probably got called that in the school.
Was he?
Dark Goat. No, whoever.
The next name is Kampfar.
How do you spell it?
Real.
Kampfar.
Real.
Oh, real. I'm with you on that one, because that sounds like a black metal Nazi band.
It does.
The next name...
Or Kampfart.
The Kampfart next name cocktails. Is Blood of the Black Skull.
Blood of the Black Skull.
Fake.
Fake.
Copycat.
The next one is Lorgron.
Fake.
I'm going to go real on that one.
I was thinking real, too, but I'm not going to...
The next name is Teeth of the Lions Rule the Divine.
Real.
Hey, we said it at the same time. Does that mean we're going to suck each other's dicks off at the end of this?
And finally, the last name, Iron Talon.
Real.
Fake.
Could be power metal, though.
All right. So those were the names. That was it. Let's get the tally here. You guys both got Cuntworm, right?
I knew it. Real?
Yep.
That's terrible. That's just terrible.
Audra Melch was real. Dave got that right. Vinnie Volz did not.
Fuck Audra Melch. Dude, I don't even listen to metal. I don't know how I'm supposed to play this game. I don't know if these guys are real anyway. And when you tell me they are real, I don't believe you.
Rectal Death is indeed a fake name, Dave. You got that one wrong. Aaron got it right. Niflheim, or as Aaron was saying, was Niflheim, is a real band. Dave also said it was fake. Dark Goat. Now, this is where there's going to be some...
Speculation.
Some speculation.
It's a real band.
You remember Dark Goat.
Yeah.
What?
It's kind of a real band, but it's also... No. It's...
It's actually Little Jesse's band. Remember Little Jesse? Yeah, it's his band.
Do you consider that a real band? Or I just thought it was so funny that I had to put it on there.
I consider that a real band.
You guys both get points for that.
I'm
going to
call
him
Dark Goat when I see him next.
That's a lot nicer than the shit I've been calling him. So.
DG.
Kampfar was indeed a real band. You both got that correct. Blood of the Black Skull is indeed a fake band. You guys are both right on that one. Lorgron is a fake band. Dave got it right. Aaron got it wrong.
Fuck.
Teeth of the Lions Rule the Divine is a real band. How'd you guys spot that so quick?
Because it sounded like shit.
It sounds kind of close to Wolves in the Throne Room, and that's a black metal band.
I try to throw you guys off by having Blood of the Black Skull, because that sounds like a similar stupid name.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be able to throw you guys off. Both of you guys got both of those correct. I was surprised by that.
Yeah. Because, well, the trick is for those bands to kind of try to sound like a little witty. Or a little educated. Blood of the Black Skull. You don't sound educated. It sounds like you like Indiana Jones, but you know, if you're a black metal guy, you're not going to write a song about Indiana Jones. By the way, I challenge the next black metal band that comes around, write an Indiana Jones song.
And the final name, Iron Talon, was indeed a fake name. I made that up, so Dave was wrong on
Bada
that one.
Bada bing, baby. Ow!
Bam.
You're wrong on that one.
Oh,
remember, you're like, that could be a power metal band.
I thought I said it was wrong.
Did you say it was wrong?
I thought it was, I don't know.
I
don't remember.
I said it was real.
I'm still going to do a fake reveal.
I said it was real. Oh, you said it was fake.
Okay, so then, yeah, you did get it right. I got it mixed up then. Okay.
So this is bad at this, dude.
Yeah.
Huh?
You're bad at this, dude.
Hey, fuck you.
I didn't do it. I couldn't do it. Because all my names would just sound like shitty Norwegian words.
Winning by a single point, 7-8, Davey Dangerously takes the first
victory
round of
victorious.
What did you call it?
Kill the
imposter. He won the first round of Kill the Imposter.
And I fucking squished him dead.
Makes me think of Italian food. Pasta.
Kill the imp pasta.
Imp pasta. That's the name of my new album coming out.
Impasta.
Impasta.
Your rap album? Yeah. Your Italian rap album?
My Italian gangster metal rap album.
So what do you guys think? Do we do another metal court segment? Do we do something else?
Well, we don't do that.
We got enough time.
I lost it, so I don't know.
we have,
you know, I don't know.
We have enough time.
Things you'd like to bring to metal court right now? Nothing's been bugging me recently. Not
we know it's been bugging me. Lindsay Lohan has not made a porno yet.
that is kind of annoying.
Yeah, it's like
she was going to be in the Linda Lovelace movie, but they kicked her out because she was too unreliable and shit.
Wow, when you're in a Linda Lovelace movie and you're too unreliable.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty fucking amazing.
Yes, you do want
to
do a metal?
I have something we need to bring to fucking metal court.
All right, do you want to be the judge?
Opera metal.
Okay, opera metal. And
Nightwish, all that shit.
Okay.
That's not metal.
All right, so.
You're not metal if you listen to that stuff. Right, or it's not. You can be.
So are you going to be the,
you be the
prosecutor?
Judge?
Prosecutor, or what do you want to do? Who do you want to be?
I'll be the judge, jury, and executioner.
I think
on this
since
one,
you're bringing it up,
terrible.
No, you can't be the judge because you're clearly biased.
No, that's not fair. Because
yeah, there's
just
a lot of bias.
No, I mean I shouldn't say that. I should say that do it as unbiasedly, the best argument, whether you like it or not.
Oh, he can't. I have to defend them.
No, I'm saying you can be the judge.
Oh, okay.
I will. Since you brought it up, I'll. We have to flip a coin who defends or denies or prosecutes.
All right, this is...
All right. Heads for prosecution for me. I am the prosecutor.
And I am the walrus.
All right, so I have to defend...
That sounded like Chewy.
Opera metal. I'm not going to be as good as this as Vinnie Volt. So I have
do
a
you
feeling.
Switch?
No, it's fine. Because I mean, that's point. I'd be terrible at that side of it too.
Yes.
So I think he's going to go on his winning streak in the courthouse.
Let the arguments begin.
Before I start the arguments, I just have to note that the judge is probably going to see it my way no matter what.
Because claiming victory before the courts even is underway. That's
all right.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, dearly beloved, we are gathered here. No, basically, what am I doing again? Oh, I'm against it. Okay.
Against opera metal.
Oh, I'm against it. Well, I'll explain why I'm against it. Rock and roll is the devil's music. This shit sounds like the fucking faggot fairy forest decided to write a symphony and pretend they were with the devil. But I am sorry, the devil only plays violin when he's going down to Georgia. The symphony metal stuff lacks originality. All it does is it just bites off. I mean, well, to be fair, no, I'm not going to be fair. Fuck that. They completely lack originality in taking away from Evanescence and shit like that. They took La Macrossa and just put modern lyrics to it and a shitty fucking guitar riff over it. I mean, fuck it. Just you don't write a song. Just have somebody else do it, and then we'll just, like, sing over it. Yeah. Plus, opera's gay. The gayest thing. And what's not metal? Gay people. Okay? What? It's true. I mean, I'm sorry for all you gay Romanians out there that love fucking opera metal, but no. Opeth or Opex or whatever the fuck. What's the band that, like, had, like, an 80-piece... Oh, is that Therion with the 80-piece orchestra? That was with them while they played.
Megatherion.
Yeah, Megatherion.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My God. What horseshit.
Never heard it.
It fucking sounds like Beethoven's asshole. Because it's like, bun-dun-dun, bun-dun-dun. I mean, it's the worst shit you'll ever hear. Yes, they have melody. Yes, they have... progression changes and everything like that, but they don't have any personal melody or progression changes. They just have everybody else's shit, and that's just fucking stupid to me. Terrible.
May I have some time?
Proceed.
I'm going to not only argue. I'm not only going to defend.
Case dismissed.
I'm not only going to defend opera metal. I'm going to explain to you why it's the best of all metals.
Oh God! Don't try to be Pendulette.
Women. How often do you see women at a metal show? How much often do you see women at one of our shows? Fucking never.
Objection, Your Honor.
Overruled.
How often do you go into a metal show and it's just a fucking sausage fest? guys everywhere, and they're just the most boring people too. Usually just standing there banging their head, if that.
Depends on what kind of metal show you go to.
Go to an opera metal show? Well, I mean, their movement, sure, but still, there's never any women there. Go to an opera metal show, go see fucking Nightwish, girls everywhere.
Objection, Your Honor.
What?
What he is trying to say by leading the crowd to believe that going to an opera metal show, you're going to get some pussy. No, they're all lesbians. They're all fucking dykes that go to it. Like I said, it's fucking faggot fairy metal.
If you let me finish. Indeed, most of these girls, and I made it sound like I was going to agree with you. I disagree with you. Most of these girls are not lesbians.
I had my dick sucked by three of them. I know they're lesbians.
I think you may be killing that argument right here.
Have you seen my dick?
Most of these girls are lonely girls.
Is it like a vagina?
Yep.
Most of these girls are lonely girls who listen to Nightwish and cry themselves to sleep, looking for pretty much any guy that go to that show because they, you know, like, oh, I connect with you. Opera metal brings chicks who like sentimental, really bad metal with guys who want to get girls together, and that's good for everybody. That's my argument. Go ahead, Vinnie Volz.
Counter argument, Your Honor.
Go ahead.
As I stated before, he's trying to say that the girls that go there are looking for just about anything. No, because they come there with their razor-toting lesbo fucking friends to help them put their goddamn eyeliner on in the bathroom together while they're eating each other out. There is documented footage, which I personally have masturbated to 3 times.
That's enough. I don't need to hear any masturbatory.
Sorry, I mean a cookie.
A little confident there.
With her friend. Threesome. That's all I got to say.
Well,
defense rest.
Those being your stated cases, it is a tough one. You both bring up very valid points. But I'm still going to have to say, for the sake of my ears, I'm going to have to say that Nightwish is stupid.
Oh, this court is fucking rigged. Fuck you guys. Yeah.
Judges.
Guilty.
There was only one approach I had to that, and I think I found it. It was a pretty good one. I think
that was a good
for the
approach.
Record, we're not all homophobes and
we
yeah,
only
yeah.
Aaron.
I'm not a homophobe. I love it when gay guys put their dick in my ass. They're still fucking fags though, I'm not gonna lie.
I seriously had no angle to go on, and I think I had a little shred of hope by trying to approach that way. That's the only thing I had. Vinnie Volz on a 2-win metal court streak. Yeah. He's unstoppable.
If I would have done the defense, I would have shown you like why they would have won. Because I'd have basically done this, my same argument, but like it's enriching our culture. Like I totally would have gone that route.
Like Vinnie Volz truly has the gift of gab.
Yeah. And the gift of gobs.
Peter North gave it to him.
Oh man, tell everybody. No, tell everybody.
All right, so we're going to wrap up the show. Thanks for listening to the previous episode. Thanks for listening to this one.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, we'll save that for the next episode.
Because that's, there's really too much time, apparently, with Dan's faggots.
Go to email us at ihatemetal@gmail.com.
Give us your hate mail. Give us your love mail.
You give us a lot of your love mail.
But listen.
Take photos of us from the internet and jerk off onto them.
And then send them back to me.
We'll probably, make a Facebook or something for it. I don't know. We'll figure all that shit out. As of right now, we're still just kind of trying to figure it out. This is the I Hate Metal Show. Vinnie Volz looks like he wants to say something.
We may hate metal, but we love Romania!
Yay!
And we love you.
Yeah, that's Romania. Who else is listening to us?